This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, it's Christmas Day. I absolutely love this time of year with the beauty of the season. I've become mesmerized by so many pieces of Christmas, from the decorated trees, the lights, hot chocolate, and so much more. As I really think about all of the decorating, food, and beauty, I'm amazed how much of Christmas relates right back to agriculture. Trees, or Tannenbaums in German, are the centerpiece of Christmas, both for religious reasons and for their mere beauty. The Christmas tree can represent peace and good cheer worldwide. Back in history, firs and evergreens were felt to hold new life because they did not die during harsh, cold winters. In the 1500s and 1600s, many people decorated their home with sprigs of evergreen. It wasn't until the 16th century that people began to decorate with the actual tree. Martin Luther is thought to have been the first person to add lights, candles, back then, to the tree, and the first Christmas tree farm was established in 1901, but Christmas trees have been commercially sold since the 1850s. Today, there are more than 17 million Christmas trees harvested from farms annually on more than 309,000 acres. And with more on America's Christmas tree farmers, Chad Smith has more.
Pennsylvania farmer and York County Farm Bureau member Karen Doyle grows Christmas trees on 50 acres of her 115-acre farm. Her family's grown Christmas trees for 24 years, and they love helping families celebrate their holiday traditions. The Doyles enjoy listening to families talk to each other as they go from row to row trying to find the perfect tree.
Put your mitten on this tree and let's come back to it, something like that. And then they forget where they were. It's just so much fun listening to them trying to pick the perfect tree for their house. They get the kids involved. It's a great family event.
Doyle says raising Christmas trees reminds her and her family that the holidays are all about families spending time together. It's a special family experience that isn't found at any other time of the year.
It helps us to remember that the families that come together and celebrate the holidays together. A lot of families don't want to cut their trees down until the kids get home from school. It's just a family event. What we try to do here on the farm is create an experience for families. Christmas is definitely that joy.
Oregon farmer and Wasco County Farm Bureau member Fritz Ellett operates a small, family-owned farm that specializes in growing Christmas trees. He calls it a labor of love because trees take 8 to 10 years to get to market. His favorite part of Christmas tree farming is when people come out to cut their own trees.
Interacting with customers and the public, and they're showing up and they're in a good mood, they're happy. In our case, a lot of these are returning customers, and as long as we've been at it, you've got third and fourth generation of the same family returning.
Ellett says an important part of his job is educating consumers about the benefits of a real Christmas tree.
Part of my job is to educate people on what we're doing out here, the natural benefits of a Christmas tree, trying to convince them that it's better to come out here and buy a tree. You can create these traditions and memories and great feelings with your family. And by doing that, you're also helping the environment, avoiding another artificial tree that someday is going to end up in the landfill.
Chad Smith, Washington.
The poinsettia that we buy in pots today is different from its original form. The original poinsettia was a larger plant that grew wild in southern Mexico. It was known for its beautiful blooms, and it was also used for the medicinal properties that helped treat fevers. America's first minister to Mexico saw the striking plant and brought it back to the United States and grew them in his personal greenhouses. The minister was Dr. Joel Poinsett, to which the poinsettia was named in honor of. Careful cultivation of this plant over the past 100 years has given us many different colors during the holiday season. Holly seems to be a traditional decoration for many decorators during the holiday season. It makes Christmas look beautiful, and the tradition is pagan in origin. The vibrant plant not only sweetens the air, it remains deep green in color and reminds everyone of the spring to come. The holly plant symbolizes eternal life, and the red berries add bright and constant color. Ancient Romans used it for decoration during Saturnalia, a festival dedicated to Saturn, the god of agriculture. Holly bushes are typically ornamental landscaping plants that can be found in all 50 states. Whatever the reason and whatever time of year, I find that everywhere I look, I see agriculture. Christmas is full of agriculture, and I, for one, am very thankful. And I would just like to take this time to wish all of you who work in acres and not hours a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. This has been Gabe Osborne reporting on this Christmas Day for WSMI Ag News.